which means the court has found some, the Intelligence Committee found some, and these are not. And here's the other problem: we used such specific language in describing these events. Every time it came out, people said, "Well, that's a privacy violation. It says it's a violation." No, absolutely wrong. They weren't privacy violations. They were, some of them were technical violations. And when I use the word violation, that's even wrong. It's just that the technology changes. Everybody knows about internet protocols. When something changes, there's going to be a little glitch in the system to catch up, right? That's a technical problem, not a privacy problem. Those are listed in there. The newspaper takes it and says, aha, let's describe this as a privacy violation. 2,700 or 96 or whatever they were saying. Most of those, this is what, you get my blood pressure up on these. Think of this. Matter of fact, Americans should be mad about this for all the wrong reasons that they're mad about it now. Most of those violations that were reported were because there was lawful intercept of bad guys overseas. They were legitimately identified, legitimate targets, reasonable suspicion, all of that was found. Now, in the modern day of communication, you really don't know where that person is with that particular device at any time, right? And guess what? You can be a U.S. person for a temporary period of time being somewhere else by using U.S. networks. That's a confusing thing for a guy who's trying to catch a bad guy, right? But we all have legal implications on if somebody uses a U.S. network, even if they're a foreign person in a foreign place.